So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, Dan Latto speaking. First video in the car for a while. Lockdown, not really being in the car anyway, but I've got to go to the bank today, so good opportunity to do a video. But also, when I woke up this morning, Tesla has rocked over the $2,000 a share limit. We're about a week before, maybe a week and a half before, there's a share split. It's a 5-for-1 share split, so for every share that you have, they split it into 5 different shares. It's still worth exactly the same, but what this allows is other investors who can't afford a $2,000 share to go and buy, you know, $400 shares because its stock has been split on a 5-to-1. So that's how that works. But right now, Tesla share, $2,000, and there's people going, do I buy? Do I sell? What do I do? And I'm like, look, I mean, I bought in at Tesla at $350 or maybe, something like that, $375, and it's now worth $2,000, and I'm asking myself these same questions. And hindsight's a wonderful thing, isn't it? It's great to go into the future and look back at now and say, I should have sold, or I should have bought, or, like, nobody knows, right? Literally nobody knows. I have a feeling that maybe 3 months in, after the share price has split, the Tesla stock will drop, okay? And then after that, it's going to ride again. That's my feeling. I have no idea. I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not from the future. I don't know what's going on. I don't drive a DeLorean, and at 88 miles an hour, I can fly into next week and find out what the Tesla share price is. Maybe in a couple of years, we can do that in a Tesla. But right now, we can't do that. So I have no idea. So do you buy or do you hold? So let me tell you what I'm doing. I'm buying more, okay? But I'm not buying more right now. I'm just going to wait and we'll see. We've already got some stock. I'm very happy with that. And if the price goes up to $2,500 or the equivalent, that's fine. That's okay. It's not a problem. But this is the whole point of dollar cost averaging. Stop trying to guess the market. I can't do that. You can't do that. The experts can't do that. The men in red braces who work on the trading floors, they cannot do that. They do worse than the average in a FTSE 100 index. So what makes you think that you can do that? Probably you can't, unless you're some kind of miracle worker, unless you are a stock god and you don't know about it. Now, I once read a book where the guy was a rain god, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and he was a truck driver, and everywhere he went it rained, and it's because he was a god of rain and he didn't know it, which I thought was quite funny. Maybe you're the god of stock analysis, I don't know, the god of Tesla share price, but I doubt it. You know, Occam's razor probably says that that's probably not true. So what do you do? You've got to stop second-guessing yourself. Stop trying to time everything. You can't time the market. It's just not possible to do. If it was possible to do, you'd sell everything. You'd sell your house. You'd literally sell everything you have, your wife, your kids, your husband, your grandparents, and you put everything into stock price. But you can't do that because you can't read the market, and I can't read the market. So it's crazy. Stop trying. Earn more money. Make more savings. Move all those savings into investing of some kind. And that investing of some kind could be stock prices and shares. It could be property. I don't like gold and I don't like Forex because gold is no cash flow and Forex is just gambling. And by the way, if you're planning on buying Tesla share price in the hope that it's going to ride fast, that's not investing. That's gambling. And so there's a big difference between the two that you need to understand. One is gambling. You don't know what's happening and you're specifically buying a share price in the hope that it goes up. It's like capital appreciation for me is gambling. Maybe not as much because you're still going to get some cash flow. But I don't invest for capital appreciation. And the reason why I don't invest for capital appreciation is because I'm a monthly cash flow investor. And what that has done for me is that's enabled me to move out to Spain, live a life where I don't have to work. I start investing in companies. I have time to do whatever I want. That's why I'm a cash flow investor. But if you're buying 10 grand's worth of Tesla stock, like, at its best, what is it going to do in the next 3 or 4 months? Double? Maybe, okay? Maybe. Or maybe half. Because we don't know, right? But let's say it doubles. You're risking 10 grand to make 10 grand. That's crazy. That's a high-risk bet. And I don't know what's going to happen with Tesla. And by the way, Tesla doesn't pay a dividend. Like most tech stocks, and even Apple don't pay a massive dividend. They pay like a 2 or 3% dividend. Tesla doesn't pay a dividend. They take all the money they've got and they reinvest it into the company, which is great, but there's no cash flow from that. So in order for you, you know, you could buy a billion shares, okay, but you only make money when you actually sell them, when you actualize that profit, and hopefully it's tax-free either in an ISA or via a pension. That's the only two ways you can do it, as far as I know. You can buy it through a company. You're still going to get taxed on the uplift. You don't get taxed on dividends in a company, by the way. That might change, so double check on that. But tax dividends are already paid after the company you've bought into has been taxed, so it's tax-free if you buy them in your company. If you're getting dividends and it's in your own personal name, then you do get taxed on that. So you need to start working out exactly what it is that you need to be doing and when. But you can't do any of this until you start getting some spare cash with which you can then invest. All right, hope that's useful. A little bit of food for thought there. Let me know how that goes. Let me know what you think, and we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.